Today's daf in Masechet Gittin brought to you by Ben Chabot Yerushalayim is daf Nun Dalid, and we're in the middle of the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, which is a machloket literally mina katzel katzetz, a mirror image. So according to Rabbi Meir, we're only kansinan shogeg to mezid in a mile derabbanan because mile derabbanan are tzrichim chizuk. But in a diorita that isn't tzorech chizuk, we don't have to be katzinat shogeg otu mezid. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we're only katzinat shogeg otu mezid in a diorita because it's chomor. But in a drabbanan, we're not katzinat shogeg otu mezid. Then we had another mirror image in the relationship of the chumrah of Shabbos and Shemitah, and so on that we've set aside. But to continue on with the questions about the basic issue, which is indeed whether we're more katzina shogeg gotu mezid in a drabbanan or a diorita, and whether Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are actually consistent in their shitas, we begin today with the Gemara Toshima, which is one third of the way down. It's actually one line down from one third of the way down, but it's Toshima. Achal trumat mea mishalem chulin tohurim. Now we know that the halacha is if somebody eats truma, and he eats this truma b'shogeg, then he has to pay the price of the truma plus the chomesh of the truma, and he pays the truma back in chulin, and that chulin, when it's paid, becomes truma. Now, in this case, where a guy ate truma tamea, which really wasn't suitable for eating anyway, but he ate it. The din of his tashlumin is the same. He still has to be mishalim chulin back. And he's mishalim chulin tahorin. Shilem chulin tmeim mahu. What if he paid back with chulin that were tmeim? Omar sumchas bishum Rabbi Meir. Now this is of course a drabbanan, and it says over here that bishogeg tashlumav tashlumim b'mezid ein tashlumav tashlumim. We're not considering shogeg bishogeg b'mezid means in terms of his terms of the payment, not in terms of the achila. Talking about he ate b'shogeg, but here he knows he has to pay back, but he paid back to meim b'shogeg. So in that case, we're not considering shogeg at meizid. If he bedavka took chulin to meim to pay back, then his tashlumin are not called tashlumin at all. We'll see that this means he loses that money, and it's useless because it becomes truma to meia, and he has to pay again. V'chachamim omrim, in either event, the din is tashlumav are tashlumin vis-a-vis the fact that they become osur be'akila and their truma tmeya, but he still has to pay back again, whether he did it b'shogeg or whether he did it b'mezid, it's exactly the same.
So the tashlumin gets a din of truma,
yeah,
as if it's
truma, but obviously it's useless here. And he's chozer mishalem chulin tahor. Now, first, just to clarify the issue. I mean, obviously something is wrong with the way that we quoted the din, because the guy ate truma tamea. Is truma tamea worth anything to the Kohen? No. I understand, but whatever the case is, then he's giving the same thing back if it's to burn.
Can you get $100 to burn?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But he can't. We're talking about peres. Peres, he can't eat betuma. There's nothing he can do with it, right? And the question is, if he's paying back chulin tmeim, can he eat chulin tmeim? Yes. You're saying, but he doesn't want to eat tamei. And what about if he's tamei? There's no time that he's tamei. He's going to be able to easily eat it then. So avavina, but so we ask, I understand what he did something so terribly wrong. But mezid ain't tashlum of tashlumim tavol of bracha. Yeah, he's doing something. He's giving the guy better that he took, right? He took from the coin something that is usher for him to eat, and he's giving him back something, which at least the time that he gave it back to him, before it became truma, was chulin and that was kosher to eat. So what's, well, we're going to give him a knasnach, the poor guy. He ate something which even while the coin is tamei, it's usher, and he's paying him back something which at this point is chosilei b'nei tumato, the chulin tamei, he is perfectly all right at kosher to eat. The question of his preference is not nogea when he's tamei. The Omar Rava, the Amri Lakedi, obviously we quoted the Braita wrong, but not really. But a Braita can also be chasuri machasra. There's something missing here. And what is missing? You have to add in a little piece. Walking time. Or call Truman to me. You ate Truman to me, you can pay back whatever you want. Chulun Tmeim, Chulun Torah, doesn't matter, because as we said, Tavol of Bracha. But how about if you ate Truman to Ira? So then you absolutely must pay back Chulun Torim. Now, switching into the question of getting back to the Braita, in a case where you ate Truman to Ira, what would be Shilem Chulun Tmeim Mahu? And here's where we have the continuation. So Sumkus quotes Rabbi Meir as saying that if he paid Chulun Tmeim instead of the Chulun Taharin for the case where he ate Truma Tahira, the din is that Bishogeg, it's fine. Tashlumav Tashlumin. But Bemezid ain't Tashlumin Tashlumin. So in other words, apparently, we're not Katsina Shogeg to Mezid. V'chachamim omrim echot ve'ezeh v'yechot zeh Tashlumav Tashlumin. V'chozer u'mishalim Chulun Taharin. Apparently, as Rav Acha Breder Vika explained, that the machlokus is because shogeg got to mezid, he can be nayim. The machlokus is whether we got seen in shogeg got to mezid. So apparently, Rabbi Meir is of a low kansu, and the chachamim are saying kansu, and we're talking about a drabbanan, and Rabbi Meir supposedly, that was our answer yesterday, supposedly in a drabbanan that requires chisuk, he is considered shogeg got to mezid. So what's going on? Now we have to go back and re-examine everything that we said, because now it is a steer Rabbi Meir. Says, well, wait a minute. Considering Shogeg Atu Mezid is not magic. I mean, it has to be that at least the guy is not involved in attempting to do something right. He just didn't know it was wrong what he was doing. But in this case, he is attempting to do something right. Right? The guy eats Truma. And he thinks that he can pay him back. He's trying to pay him back. So you're saying, but he, well, too bad. He didn't know it was Tomei. I mean, what do you mean, too bad? He didn't know it was Tomei. So we're going to be kainis him. Well, because he didn't know it was Tomei. That doesn't make sense. He's trying to do what's right. So hatem gavlish tashlumikum mechavim. Anan nekum velikneseh. You're going to tell me that a guy went ahead and damaged somebody's thing. Well, I mean, why should we consider Shagir Tomei? What do you mean, why? We want him to be careful not to damage another guy's thing. But over there, the ikar activity that he's involved in is a bad activity. So it's a hezek shen and ikar. No, not very constructive. Here he's trying to be constructive. He's active in a constructive life. So a guy is trying to do something good, we're going to give him a knas. This question apparently was asked multiple times in different locations. So they asked Tashma against Rabbi Meir Shita, that you have to be considered shogeg to mezid in the drabbanan, that the halach is like this. If dam in the Beit HaMikdash of a korban becomes tamei, me'ikar hadin, the tzitz is meratza on that dam, and you're allowed to use dam that's tamei. Now, the drabbanan asserted that and only allowed the tzitz to be meratza when the zrika was done b'shogeg. So the halach, therefore, is that dam shenitma v'zorko, if he was zorko b'shogeg, then it was hurtza. B'mezid lo hurtza. So therefore, what do we see? It's a drabbanan, and b'shogeg, we're not considering shogeg to mezid. And this is a stam, which is mashma Rabbi Meir agrees with. It discusses the issue, who's to say Rabbi Meir, fine. But what would Rabbi Meir do with this? Ar melacha Rabbi Meir, the same terah tochi hashta. What is the Kohen trying to do? He's trying to bring a kapora on the Mizbeach, right? No? So you're going to come now and give him a knas because he didn't know that he wasn't supposed to be Zerik the Dam. And he's just trying to be constructive. We're not considering Shogeg got to Mesa unless you're doing something that's destructive. Same question was asked in another few locations. Tashma. It says the halacha is that I'm aser b'Shabbat. Somebody takes off meiser. He didn't realize he's not allowed to take off meiser on Shabbos. He does it b'shogeg. So b'shogeg.
You were b'Shabbat, but he didn't know you couldn't take off.
Yeah, or whatever the case was of the shogeg, but he didn't know he was doing anything wrong. So then he can eat the peiros that he took meisers off today on Shabbos. But if he doesn't b'mezid, he's hungry and he says, look, I don't want to be over on Tevel, but I'm not going to be makbid on this drabbanan, you know. Then he's not allowed to eat it on Shabbos. So how does Rabbi Meir explain the fact that here's an issur drabbanan? The Rabbanan said, don't take off meiser on Shabbos because it looks like you're preparing your food and you're being mitakin. And it says he's not considered shogeg got to mezid. And Rabbi Meir gives the same answer, of course, Achi Ashta. That man is trying to do a mitzvah, I understand. He's taking off trumas and maizos. He had no idea he's doing something wrong. We're going to give him a knas. You took off trumas and maizos. Shame on you. That's crazy. So the gavra says, tekunikom b'chavin, anan leka v'liknesay. Toshma, the same case. Somebody's got this beautiful new set of dishes he wants to use on Shabbos, and he's toivul l'kelim on Shabbos. Now he didn't realize that it was awesome. So if he does a b'shoge, what is the yisr? The rabbanon answered it because, again, it's similar to tikkun mana. Because before you couldn't use the kli, and now you're fixing the kli, so to speak. So they made it a rabbanon shvus on the yisr of the making kelim. Fine. So if he did it b'shoge, he could use his new dishes for Shabbos. But if he did it b'mezid, he's not allowed to use it on Shabbos. And, of course, same answer. Why would I be kidding Shoge got to Mezid in that case if the person didn't know he's doing something wrong and he's trying to be Matthias or Scalim? I understand what you're saying. So the Turi Manika Machavin, Anan Lekum Velikneseh. Okay, so that concludes our search for problems in Rabbi Meir, and we can conclude that Rabbi Meir indeed holds that in a Drabonon where someone is doing something destructive, even if it's Shoge, we will be considered joking about to mace it. In a diorita, we will not, because people are mocking on dioritas. It doesn't need a chizuk. But now the problem is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, where we came out and we said, well, Rabbi Yehuda says just the opposite, that in a drabonah, we are not going to be considered joking about to mace it. And in a diorita, which is more calmer, we are considered joking about to mace it. We also have problems. Because Rami de Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda in a Drabonon, where you claim Rabbi Yehuda is not Gezer, not Kansina Chagatamezin in Drabonon, and I am going to show you cases where Rabbi Yehuda is Kansina Chagatamezin. So now we will look at the other side of the equation here, Rabbi Yehuda's side, the Tanya. Naflu v'nit patse'u. The question is, if you have, remember that there are certain types of minim, and such as Rimone Badan, Egoze Perach, Tikrot Shabalabayit, there's certain things that have chashivut. The Rabbanan said something that is so chashiv that nobody's going to miss it is not bottle.
He's not
going to miss it in a mixture. Oh my God, it's a very chashiv thing. It doesn't just lose its identity because it fell into something.
They're going to know it's there.
Yeah, not miss known yet. Yeah. Like the case of the poor Kala that lost her diamond ring last week, you know. Where she had thousands of people going through all of the dumps, and they found it. An unbelievable story. Anyway, so that is not considered to be bottle in a tarovet. Okay, now, if you have a tarovet of an iser, that is aser ba'ana, like Orla, right? So Orla normally would be bottle echad b'matayim, but if they are these egoze perech, the very choshev and nuts, then they're not bottle. You know, one nut can make a mess, and no matter how big the tarovet is. Yeah. So what about if the nut gets cracked in the tarovet? So now it's no longer a choshev and nut, right? So naflu v'nit patzu. So over there, echad shogeg v'echad mezid lo yalu div Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir said, look, even if it was an accident, he didn't want to be mavatal the yisr l'chatchila, but he did. Okay, so Rabbi Meir, so far, is perfectly, according to his shita, it's a drop on, and he's continued showing out the mezid. The problem is, Rabbi Yehuda agrees with him. Different Rabbi Meir for Rabbi Yehuda. Now, this is a violation of Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Yehuda Dafka holds in a drop on, and we're not considered Shagiyot Amazin. So why are we considered a Mavata Lissila Chatila, which is only a drop on, and all of a sudden he's going along with Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say, no, Bishoge gets Yalu, it'll be but the Mazin lo Yalu. So now look, over here it's clearly a drop on, I mean, Midiraita, everything is bottle barov. All of these special dinim, you know, for Truma, you know, Echad B'meya, and for Orla, Echad B'matayim, and if it's a Dover Chashev, it's Bechwal not bottle, those are all Darabonans. And if that's the case, it was Darabonan who degos. And supposedly, Rabbi Yehuda holds in a Rabbanan, if somebody is over Darabonan B'shogeg, we don't give him a Knas. And over here, Kokonis Rabbi Yehuda, he goes along with Rabbi Meir. How do you explain this? Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiyeh Bedvaro.
Amen.
Well, it's a very different situation. It has nothing to do with Kansinin Shogigot Amazin. It has to do with the simple fact that if the guy gets away with doing it Peshogeg, what's to prevent him from always claiming it's Peshogeg? That's the problem. There's no point in Kansinin Amazin.
Oops.
He's not trying to prove a point. He's trying to eat his parents. So Memela, in this case, of course, Rabbi Yehuda said that we're afraid. Dilma'ati, b'shum da'ati, li'arumei. He's going to fake it out. He'll do it on purpose. He'll claim it's b'shogeg.
It's a local problem.
Yeah, nothing to do with Kansina. Yes, the Gemara, but now that you've mentioned it, I mean, isn't there a steer in Rabbi Yossi? In this case, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say that b'shogeg, it actually is batal. But the problem is in the Mishnah, it says, that in a case of a netia shel orla, v'shel kloya kerem, now over here the story is it's very possible to have lost. You had like a bunch of vines, you know, and all of these vines had come with sufficient ground to maintain the life of the vine, and you planted them in your vineyard and they were delivered properly from the nursery, you know, and there's no problem of restarting the orla at that point. So they were already, let's say, a year old, and you plant them. But one of the vines arrived with an improper amount of ground on it. So you put it in, and now you don't remember which one it was, and turns out one of them is orla. Because one of them, you had to start counting the orla now from when you planted it, and the others finished their orla a year ago. So now you've got an orla vine mixed in your kerem, which is a disaster. Or, let's say, you walked through with a pot that was nakuv, so it was an atzitz nakuv, without lochiz. If you have something growing in that pot, and you walk through your vineyard, you stand under one of the vines, right, for long enough for it to be mosif matayim, and then you move it away. You know, if you left it over Shabbos, you move it away. The problem is that that vine now becomes kloya kerem, because you had other things growing with that vine. You don't remember which vine it was. There's hundreds of vines here. And the halacha is, nonetheless, since we're talking about orla and kloya kerem, which is not bottled the way normally things are bottled, you can't take any of the fruit from this entire kerem if you did it on purpose. So in that case, if you were malakate accidentally, okay, if it's 1 in 200, then fine, then it's bato like it's always bato. But if you're mitkaven to be malakate, that it should be bato, bad news, bad news. Bevachloit kaven lakate. Rabbi Yossi says it doesn't matter. If you were mitkaven lakate and you did it, it's still eila be'echad mimatayim. So how come Rabbi Yossi, in the case where we just quoted, Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rabbi Shimon that b'mezid lo yalu, and if you're mitkaven to do it, the perot are aser, and over here the perot are mutter. What's the difference between egozei perach in that case and kloya kerem and orla in this case? The answer is the Gemara is a very big difference. Yitmar alo, I've already explained that. Omar Rava chazaka in adam oseret karmo b'netia achat. The guy has to be mad when he's going to take a chance on answering his entire. He's going to say, well, I don't want to lose this vine, you know, but I'll remember where it is. See, nobody's going to answer the kerem temporarily for this year because he wants to put in that vine. So that now if it ends up mixing, the whole thing is answer, he's not going to do that. But the same thing with the case of the passing something underneath his kerem, he's going to be very careful. Since he's going to be very careful, this is something, how often is something like this going to happen? Mixing things together, and it goes, they better fall into a pile of other nuts. I mean, every label I read says this. You know, olula hachila gozei perech dimroni batan, and so on and so forth. You know, watch out for your allergies. So I understand that over there there's a problem, so we have to be katsina. But over here, the Rabbanan, as we always say, a dover that is not matzah, the Rabbanan never deal with. Therefore, the Rabbanan do not have to be metapel on something rare and unlikely to reoccur. And now it's a word from our Volga boatman.
Deep breath.
Stoke the head of the Mishnah.
Our. Hakohanim, yeah. Hakohanim shepiglu b'migdash, and this was the case we discussed earlier. So Hakohen is mefagel a korban. This is another form of hezek shenu nikar, and he is goreim that the behema of this bialim is going to have to be replaced now. And it doesn't matter whether he owes it because it's a chiev or whether he made it as a nedava. A nedava is worth money. People pay money for the right to have the nedava. So Mamela, in this case, he would be chayav if it was b'mezid. Turn it up on him. Hayom se'i imo b'taharot. Somebody is working with another guy and he's handling some of the peirot. And then he says to the guy, listen, you know, I'm very sorry, but the taharot she'asitim chanitimo, they all became tame. Okay, or he's kohen. And he's helping this guy bring his karbonas, and I also him up with zivachim. And he says, "Whoops, zivachim shasitim chanit palgu." So neman. But if he says to the guy, "Oh, you remember those tires I did with you last week? You know, I got to tell you, a little accident happened. Remember the karbonas I brought for you last week? Well, I was mefagel." So then he says, "Yeah, so I'm like zivachim shasitim cha." And that tower shasitim cha beyond ploni. You know, remember back on the 2nd of July. There is not Nema. Why not? Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. Well, Rabbi, because it's very simple. If it's Biyado, we're talking about over here that it's still under his hand. If he wants to be Mfagalat now, he can be Mfagalat. So basically, if it's Biyado to do at the time that he's telling him, then it's Nema. So at this moment, he's still handling these payrolls. He could be Matame now if he wants to. He's being Isaac in the Kohen. The Kohen is doing the Avodah right now. Right? So in other words, let's say there was still Avedas left. Remember, there's four Avedas. After the Shechita, he says this, right? You could still be Mefagel in the Zrika, and so on, in the Halacha. So, in that case, he would be Neman. But obviously, if it already took place, you know, last week or last month, I mean, why should we believe him? So, therefore, it's a clear difference between the Reisha and the Seifa. Rava Amar, Rava says that the difference is, the point isn't that he's Neman only because it's Biyado. The point is that he's normally Neman because an Eid Echad is Neman. But how come if he met him during the course of this time a few times and had the opportunity to tell him and he never said anything and now all of a sudden he meets him, oh, by the way, you know, oh, by the way sounds like he's upset at this guy for some reason, you know. Oh, by the way, you know, you could be very happy that, yeah, go bring another carbon. Okay, so then we assume that he wants to be Mitzayer him. He lost his Nemanut.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Bad people.
No Kofzkut, no. But
well, he's trying to answer another guy's thing. I mean, in order to answer another guy's thing, he has to be completely choshudless. Otherwise, we're not. Somebody comes along and says something, so why should I believe him? So there was a case of a guy who told a friend, such and such a day, it became Tomei. So the guy comes to Rabbi Ami to ask him, what should I do? Matul came to Rabbi Ami. Omar Lei, look, I got to tell you that Shirat Adin, because of this halacha over here, ain't on them, man. You know, I mean, you're nervous about it, but this is the halacha. Omar Lefanav, Rabbi Asi, who heard that, said to him, Rabbi, I told Merkain, you're saying that we should rely on this and we don't have to be chayish that it's no good. What am I supposed to do? I can't go along with this. The Torah obviously believes this guy, even if it is not biyado to do at this point. The Torah believes this guy. Where is that? I'm racking my brain. There's a place where the Torah bedafka believes somebody that's not biyado. Can't think of a single place. Eichon Aminato, where is this? On Reb Yisrael Bisna, look. A Kohen is always, and the Mishnah is not Machalik, which Kohen? What Aveda, right? A Kohen is belief. To say it's Mefugal. So how about if he's a Kohen Gadol? And how about if it's on Yom Kippur? You know, and he comes out of the base of Mikdash and he says, you know, all right, before you guys are all happy about this.
I don't have that part yet.
I was Mefago, the Sawyer Bifnim. Whatever, right?
Okay.
How do we know that he's telling the truth? You'll say, what do you mean? How do we know somebody was there and saw? No.
No, really.
V'aktiv v'chol adam lo yeh ba'or ha'ed. So nobody's allowed to be there, so there's no witnesses. So we're obviously...
How can you see people anyway? You can't see it.
What's that?
That's the thing, when you come.
What's that?
That's the issue. Isn't it?
Well, the thing is, if he said, no, he's saying, how do we even know he did it? How do we know the Maisa?
He says so. Yes,
no, yeah, he says so, I understand, but we're asking now, how would, even if somebody would saw Rabbi Yaakov, obviously it would have to mean that they would see him saying so, and that's going to be the Gemara's answer.
Something like, oh no.
Yeah, it says the Gemara, V'dilm d'shamana d'pogyo. What do you mean? He says it. He says it out loud. Okay, out there, everybody. Here we go. I'm bringing this carbon to eat it. You know. But this guy's a real tzaduki, right?
But I thought the lefties and people, you have to say it, no.
No, Machshav, you can be mafar. All right. Now, people, okay, please, when we get this, welcome. He loved him, Ahaman. Says the Gemara, what good is that? So you hear it. How do you know he's not playing a little game? How do you know he didn't already do everything and now he's pretending, okay, here I go. Meanwhile, he's laughing his head off. Okay, here I go. He's basically, you know, looking at his cell phone calls. And I mean, the guy's a tzaduki. But this is not going to prove anything that we hear him. So Afagav the Shaman and Amibu Mehem, and maybe the Malabatar Achikamer. He said, now, after he finishes doing it right, he's claiming he did it wrong. I mean, listen, the Chazine Befishvesh, I mean, maybe we saw this guy through a little hole, you know, we looked through the wall and we could see him from the outside, and then we saw him saying it at the time that it is Beyodah. Okay, that's a good kasha, you know. Am I going to answer you?
He's got a mirror on a selfie stick.
Yeah. There was a case where a guy comes to Rav Ami, a sefer comes to Rav Ami, and he says, look, you know, I wrote a sefer Torah for so-and-so, and he's making a donation to the shul in which I have a sefer Torah, and my sefer Torah was the one that was always read, and this idiot is bringing, but it's not a kosher sefer Torah, you know, because I wrote all the Shemot Shalom L'shman. You know, so I don't think it's a very good idea for you guys to use that sefer Torah. So he said to him, well, who has the sefer Torah right now? Is the sefer Torah, are you working on the sefer or you already delivered it? It's a sefer Torah beyond me. Oh, Marley, not a customer. I delivered it to the customer. They made a big Achnas Sefer Torah yesterday. Oh, Marley, so I'll tell you what. You lose all the money that they were supposed to pay you because you're saying the Sefer Torah is not kosher. And the Sefer Torah is perfectly kosher, you know. But Iyata Neman Lavsit Sefer Torah, you can't come along and say that Sefer Torah is no good. But, I mean, you're mighty, they don't owe you any money because you didn't do a good job. So have a good time. Marley, Rebbe Yirmiya, wait a minute. You're saying he lost his schar? I mean, he only passed the askarot, you know. Shouldn't he get the schar for the rest of the Sefer Torah? Mihide yivsit schar askarot. How about the rest of the Sefer Torah? Schar the Sefer Torah kule mihav mihivsit? Oh, Marley, yes, because there ain't nothing to do about it. Shekol Sefer Torah, she'en askarot shlok tuvat ushvan, ain't a shav a klum. It ain't worth a dime. Why not? I mean, can you take a pen, rewrite the Shemot, and as we had the sugya before, if it's Ktav Agabi Ktav, which we discussed before, so according to Oman the Omar anyway, you can be re-Mekadosh those Shemot. So this time he writes a Lishma. So what's the big deal? Unless, come on, name it the Lok Rav Yehuda. Are you saying that we don't paskin like Rav Yehuda? What am I referring to? Remember what we spoke about. It's not. And this was where Barnea starts with his thing about Yehuda. I don't remember. It was a long, complicated thing. The guy had kavana to write Yehuda. And he forgot the dalet of Yehuda. So if you forget the dalet of Yehuda, you end up writing Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. And then he realized, oh, that's great. It wasn't supposed to be Yehuda, it was supposed to be the Shem Hashem. But then, it obviously wasn't lishma. V'tav alo yitu bo dalet. He can still be mavir lof kumus. He takes his pen, goes over the letters again, and that way he's mekadosh it the second time around. L'shem kedushas Hashem, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. V'chachamim omrim ein Hashem en hamufkar. No, that is not what's called l'kvod Hashem. So are we saying it's dafka, not like Rabbi Yehuda? No. Rabbi Yehuda, it could be Rabbi Yehuda would go along with this psak too, that the Sefer Torah is useless. Why? Because afilu tamer Rabbi Yehuda had kam lokam Rabbi Yehuda ela b'choda askar. Rabbi Yehuda said, if you have one shame, okay, you could fix one shame. What are you telling me? That you are looking at a Sefer Torah and every one of the shemos is in bold. That's already a Sefer Torah minumar. Bold. It's bold text. Right, because you went over it again. So it looks, you know what it looks like when they go. It looks terrible. When there's a tikkun that's bold.
Yeah.
Okay, so you could do that a little bit, but to go over all the askarot, to go le sefer Torah lo, mishum de mirse
k'minumar.
And therefore, you can't use the sefer Torah. What are you going to do?
Nice. It's not nice.
Mirse k'minumar de kapami pasol.
Because
it doesn't look nice. A Sefer Torah.
The din and covet Sefer Torah.
Yeah. You can't use such a Sefer.
It's a technical psalm.
Yeah.
It's like an email with all caps.
Not
yeah, you get those too? I got one this
caps,
week.
Like someone's screaming at
you. Yeah. What's wrong with the guy? No. But if you believe that, how about writing me one?
No, it's not. We don't pay other things. We pay for the
bittles.
For the
it's learning. No. Nothing to do with the bittles, man. Learning. Mani b'chim is learning. Oh, who the hell is coming to be in the bubble? Guy, sorry. Yeah, of course. No, I mean you can use it as a chumash or something. I mean,
but what is the kriya?
What? You can't use it for kriya, right? I suppose. Who the hell is coming to be a bubble? A guy comes to Rabbi Abbo and he says, you know, I wrote a Sefer Torah for so-and-so, but I didn't do the Ibud HaGvilim Lishma. So there, everybody knows the whole thing's going to be possible, right? So Rabbi Abbo said, ask them first, I'm a Sefer Torah, Biyad Mi, who's got the Sefer Torah right now? I'm like, Biyad Lokeach, I delivered it to the shul. Omar lo mitok shata neman lafsit schacha, since, in this case, you are ready to lose all the money that was due you for your years of work writing the Sefer Torah and preparing the Gvilim. Once upon a time, the Sefer would prepare his own Gvilim. So, mitok shataneh malavsit scharchat and malavsit Sefer Torah. You have a migo, which since we believe you for this, we'll believe you for that. I understand, but Rabbami didn't say that. Rabbami said, we believe you to lose your salary, but we do not believe you to say the Sefer is possible. And we don't say, well, listen, the guy is obviously telling the truth. I mean, the guy's willing to risk his salary. No. Because how do you know he was willing to risk his salary? He might have thought that the halakha is like Reb Yirmiya, and that all he's risking is his salary for the askarot. Okay, so prorate the writing of the Sefer Torah, and we'll get somebody to be kumatized, you know, the shemot. He thought you can do that even though it's all Sefer Torah. He didn't realize that by saying this, he's going to be losing every last penny of his year's work. That he didn't know. So Rabbami figured, okay, you know what? It's kedai for the guy to lose $500 in Neila to just that they won't use that Sefer Torah. But the year, what are you going to say? He's going to give up on his whole salary? So there he might have thought that Rabbi Yirmi is correct. But the kamatsit kule agre, the atav amar, the guy is so honest that he's ready to lose an entire year's salary. And it obviously kushta karma. That's the type of migu where you have no choice but to believe the guy. Review mandalin tashma. Ochar truba tamei mishalim chulim tahirim shilim chulim tamei mahu. Our mesubkas b'shum Rabbi Meir b'shogeg tashlum av tashlumim b'meizid ein tashlum av tashlumim. And he has bichayzer b'shalom chulin tayir ba'avinim ba. Amazing! Am I in tashlum of tashlumin? The guy is a great soul. Tavo alav bracha. Ochol minei truma tameya, which was midi delo chazilei b'mei tumato, and he's paying him back chulin tameim. which is Meshalem Amidi the Chotzi Leibi Mei Tumato. Yomar Rava, or some say it was Kedi, Kasuri Machas, Ravachitan. Ocha Trumat Mea, fine, Meshalem Koldu. Now, Ocha Trumat Tahor, and now switch back to the Lush of the Brighter, please. Meshalem Kulin Tahorim. Shilem Kulin Tabay, Mao Sukasar, Meshum Rabbi Meir, Bishoki Tashlum of Tashlumim, the Mazin in Tashlum of Tashlum, Homer Rechatsavakatatatu Tashlum of Tashlumim, the Kozer Meshalem Kulin Tahorim, and Rabach, Raid Ravika explained that the Machlokas here is essentially because the Shogi got to Mazin in Kaminayim. So apparently Rabbi Meir Savaloi Kansu, Hakamim Kansu, Och Yashta. Hot, the guy is trying Gavel Shulim Kabachat. You want to be kind him because he made a mistake. In the other case, he was doing something damaging and destructive. Toshma. Dam shenitma v'korban v'zorako b'shogeg. If he was zorik b'shogeg, it's hurtza. B'mezit lo hurtza. I'm not going to read your name. Yashta. There too, the gavra is attempting to bring a kapora. I understand. You're going to be naked and naked to say because he didn't know that he did something wrong. Toshma, ha-me'aser b'shabbat b'shogeg yochal b'mezid lo yochal. It's the same answer, Ach Yashla. Gavra's l'tikunik ha-mechavein. Ana leikim v'leik nesei. Toshma, ha-matvil kelim b'shabbat b'shogeg yishtamesh ben during Shabbos. B'mezid lo yishtamesh ben. Again, Ach Yashla, otam Gavra is attempting v'hila to reymani. Come a-chavein. What do you want to do to the poor guy? Ana leikim v'leik nesei. Rami to Rebuta at Rebuta in a Drabonan, and I'll show you that Rebuta is Kainas even in a Drabonan. The Tanya. Naflu these egoze pera, venit patseu, echa chergi echamezid lo yalu, because Kachina chergi got the mezid, I'll leave the Rebbe Meir. And in this case, Rebuta agrees. Rebiosi, Rebbe Shimon, I mean, no, Bishogeg, what's the problem? Yalu, bemezid lo yalu. Now, over here, there's no diorita problem whatsoever. Because our Hacham and Yoraita, even Chad Betray would be Batal. The Rabbanan were geyser that it's not Batal Afshilu Be'elef if it's Rimone Pera, Yagoze Pera. So, and nonetheless, Kekones Rebbe Yehuda. Hatam has nothing to do with Kones. Hainatam Rebbe Yehuda Mishum Dati La Rume. The Rami the Rebbe Yossi, the Rebbe Yossi, by the way, because it's not Netiyah Shalorla V'Shakol HaKem Shintarvu B'Netiyah Techirot Reze Lo Yalakeid V'im Liket Yavu Bechad U'matayim B'Vat Shalo Yitkaven Lalakeid. And Rebbe Yossi, who just said that if B'mezid he crushed the Agoze Perach, that it's not going to be Oyla said, what's the difference? Even if he did it on purpose, Yavu Bechad U'matayim, I'd explain that. I did already. I ate my lama rova. Chazaka. Ain't Adam Oser Kamo Benitiachat. And obviously, we had nothing to worry about. These things don't happen. Vechenki Ata. The Rovin. Amra Biocha. Chazaka. Ain't Adam Oser Kamo Benitiachat. Hakoat Nim Shepiglu Bebigdash. Bezidim Chayavim. Tanarabam. Hayose. Mo Betarot Vamarlot. Harot Shasitim Chanitmao. Hayose. Mo Bezvachim. Amarle. Tvachim Shasitim Chanitvago. Neamat. אבל אמר לו, תארות שעשיתי בך ביום פלוני נתמאו, זוכם שעשיתי בך ביום פלוני נתפג לו, אינו נאמן. מה של הרשע, מה של הספר? שם פאי, אומר הפאי, because כל שביודו נאמן. רוב הוא אמר, even so would be נאמן, but the case is going to ask כחי ולא אמר לב ולא מידי. And then all of a sudden, 6 months later, now he's remembering. Well, about the אחי אשכה, אמר לי, obviously it's לצורי כמה חבין. Listen, Shurat Adin, Eino Neman. Amala for the Vavasi Rebbe, Ato Merkain. Okram Rebbe Yochan, Mishum Rebbe Yossi, Ma Ese, Asha Torah Aminato. What is he referring to? Echan Aminato. Because the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim, he can also say that I was Mefago. And if Yom Pigal is Behem, and how do we know? What do you mean? Well, maybe we heard him from outside. Because he loved the Mehama, what good would it be? How do we know that he's still being, maybe finished? So I forgot that Shemini Nami lo Mehama, Dilma the Batarachi Kama. And Dilma the Chazine be Pishpish. Okay, fine, Kasha. I would have to come to Rabbi Omerle, say, for Torah Shekatafti Leploni, all the Skarotchelo, I didn't write them the Shema. Amalei, who has the Sefer Torah? Amalei b'yavo keach. Amalei, well, ne'aman ata lafsit scharcha, bari ata ne'aman lafsit ha Sefer Torah. Amalei, Rabbi Yirmiyah, why is he mafsit all of his money? And he the Yivsit Skara Skarot, but the rest of Sefer Torah put a lot of work into it, me Yivsit. Omala, yes, he did, because Kol Sefer Torah Shenes Kar Shalok Ketuvot Hishman, Ein Shav Klum. But Vlaver Alau Kumus Vlik Desha. Come on, are we saying that it's Dafka Shalok Rabbi Yehuda? Detzlan Arisha Yitzarek Lichtovat Hashem Nitkavim Lichtov Yehuda. Who may have some personal interest in this? He's not going to be Marsha Kula Sefer Torah, hello? Mishum de Mirzik, Minumar. Udi, I think I'm the Rabbi Abba. Oh, Marle Sefer Torah, Shekatafti Lik Ploni, Givilin Shelo Lo Ibarati Lishma. Oh, Marle Sefer Torah, be at me. Amle ben lokeach. Amle mo mitok shata neaman. Lafzit skarcha, ata neaman, lafzit sefer Torah. Umay shnam in Ravami. Hata mikala meimra taibir Rabbirim, and he thought they could be remakadish the shemans. So he doesn't have a migo. But Acha, given to come off, truly agri, everybody knows it's useless. It's nothing to do with it. Vata v'amar, ben emo kushtaka amar.